Some replacement level dudes talking about their home team. Starting a Braves podcast was their daggum dream. They like Nick Markakis, even the long ball. One day they'll have more clout than Ken Rosenthal. Oh, you're listening to that Knock On Nation podcast show. Oh. Knock On Nation podcast show.
Hey, it's another episode of the Knock On Nation podcast show. Josh Brown, are you ready, bro?
Right on, bro. Did you guys get that video I just sent you guys?
I didn't get a video, bro.
I just sent you guys a video of Linda Ronstadt's nipples.
Oh, that's right. I saw that, yeah.
Oh, I definitely did not get that.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah,
Linda okay. Ronstadt's nipples.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Why did you send that?
Because I was talking about them on last.
Do you guys ever
podcast.
Feel like it's? Do you guys ever feel like it's weird when you see a girl in a movie and you think she's pretty good looking, and then like it's an older movie or something, and then you read about her obituary and she's like 94, and you're like. That feels weird. Like, I always thought she was kind of hot. But she's totally not. I mean, she was, but she was, that was like 50 years ago or 60 years ago or 70 years ago.
Hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but it's, I get that. I experience more of that than, I can't even speak right now. I'm not drunk at all. I experienced more of seeing girl on Twitter and then seeing girl in real life at a Braves game.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, whoa.
It's kind of like Instagram. Instagram good
right.
looking. Girls.
That's why like, you have
like
those
they
weird
They always hold
close.
The camera at the right angle. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're super close. It's like cleavage and face. That's all you see. And it's angled. The cell phone is angled downward. So they're looking up at cell phone.
Yep.
And it's always
you see
cleavage and face.
None
There's
of her body's thickness. Yeah. Right.
No.
You see none of the body thickness and none of you don't see even facial thickness because the hair is always perfectly right. Yeah. So you just don't have a good perspective of how they actually
I prefer
look.
The way.
Not that being thick is bad. That's not a bad thing in and of itself.
Yeah.
It's just not true. Right.
It's not true. And it's not. And it's sad because, like you said, it's not a bad thing. It's not. Like, just be true to yourself. Nobody cares.
I like the way that 48-year-old male divorced Twitter does it. And they just take their phone and hold it out at arm's length and just. Don't even smile and just snap a picture of themselves, and then they go, "Yeah, that's good enough." And that's just the picture they use.
It's with
just,
like a with like
oh,
a
I
Braves
thought,
jersey and a backwards cap.
They only know how to take two pictures, JT. They know how to take that picture, and they know how to take the dick pic that they then send to every woman.
We all have skeletons in our closet.
Moderately respond.
I was going
moderately
through a
response.
Rough time.
So, no, what brought this up is Tanya Mallett. If you're not familiar with her, you should look her up.
Who's that?
Tanya Mallett. She's a Bond girl. A James
what?
Bond girl. Always thought she was beautiful.
Okay.
Yep. She passed away not long ago. And then she passed away last year. And then the other Bond girl died this last week. What was, let's see... the one from Goldfinger, I believe it is. Let's see. Yeah, I guess the same one. I thought she passed away this last week, but maybe it wasn't. Either way, Tanya Mallett, she was 94.
But she looked good back in the day?
I think. Honor Blackman, that's the one who passed away. She's beautiful, too. Honor Blackman was the Bond girl that passed
what
away.
What about country music stars who were hot when we were kids? For example, Terry Clark, a freaking smoke show, and now Terry Clark, and you're like, whoa, homegirl.
Ken, would you say Tanya Mallett was smashing? Was Winona Judd ever hot?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, because she's looked like a hot dog for years.
Pre-90?
Okay, yeah.
Look at like mid-80s Winona smoke show.
I had this legitimate discussion one time.
Like a little thick, not too thick, but just healthy. I don't want to call him out,
but there's a fella that we know on Twitter who swears that Reba McEntire is smoking hot. Like today, like today,
is, as,
today
in, as in now,
currently
no, no.
is would hit it with Reba.
No, 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 no. Who is this? You gotta.
It was Arian. Arian once said that he was dead serious that Reba McEntire is hot. Now, look, I didn't even like Trimmer's era Reba. Like Reba's just never done it for me. Think she's got a shrill voice. Same. And she's never been my thing.
At her best, she looks like a possum. At her best,
like a frog. She reminds me of the WB frog.
Yeah. What is?
Yeah.
What?
She look like a.
What is wrong with you people? You are messed up.
Never
like
hot.
I think she looks good now.
What? No.
She's cross-eyed. Definitely good when
she's
she was
cross-eyed.
Young.
Ken.
She looks like a possum.
Oh my god, you're so insane.
I didn't even like her back in '90 when she was doing Tremors. Say, damn, Bert, get more guns, Bert. I didn't. That wasn't even hot to me. Yeah. Like, she's Same. Not. She's a good singer. She has a couple good songs.
Oh my gosh.
She's okay.
You people are so
I like fancy.
Y'all talk about me having bad taste in women, but good lord.
Who is one person that majority of other men would say that you're wrong, but for whatever reason you find this woman attractive? We can all sit here and be like, oh, Jennifer Aniston is hot. Well, no shit. Yeah, we get that. But is there one that like who is your Reba? That like you know what I'll die on this hill. I think Reba's hot. You know what I mean? Do you have one?
I'll have to think some more about one that the majority of other men don't think are hot. But I'll tell you a controversial one that some people don't agree with that I think is a very good looking woman, and that is Julia Roberts. There's a lot of people don't dig the Julia Roberts big mouth lip thing.
Oh, I mean.
Like. They don't like that about it. You know,
she kind of looks like.
Yeah,
Steven
I mean,
Tyler
I like it
a little bit.
But there's a lot of men that don't. Yeah, exactly. She does vaguely favor Steven Tyler, except she's a female, and Steven Tyler basically looks like a female.
Oh, Steven Tyler's turning into like a hippie grandma. It's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah,
it is weird.
I'm trying to think of one for me. Like, if there's somebody that, you know, like somebody who's not known as like a sex symbol, like somebody who's not like you know.
I've got one from like the '90s, but. All of mine are like, Josh, you're old, because
sure.
I don't, but okay, so, you know who I thought was hot back in the day, man? And nobody was like, she was kind of momish, but I thought Helen Hunt was good looking.
I guess that's respectable.
That's respectable.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in her Mad About You days. Like,
yeah, man.
I'll tell you a chick I liked back in the 90s, and she was never known as like this, she never used her body or like, was ever provocative or overly sexual. Alanis Morissette, I thought was always hot.
Oh. Hey, hot take. Alanis Morissette has aged like fine wine, actually.
Oh, yeah,
she looks good now.
Yeah, she really has. But I thought like grungy Alanis back in the mid-90s, Jagged Little Pill era was hot. But also I was like 12 years old, so like any girl was hot to me, you know.
That's actually pretty.
You know
true.
How old she was when she wrote that album?
Golly, what, 22 probably? She was. Let's see. She was.
I think she was.
She
no,
was on. You
was
can't
18.
Say that in. Well, she was on. You can't say it on television, and that had to be late '80s. Really?
Yeah, man.
You know, she was a Nickelodeon star.
I'm more on the other side of things.
Wait,
JT.
Alanis
like,
Morissette
I'm
was
the
a Nickelodeon
one that
star.
Most
yeah.
guys.
Hold up. Hold
most
up.
Guys think.
Yeah, you remember whoa, the show? Whoa. Remember the show? You can't say that on television, where they dump the green slime on you.
I think so. She was a Nickelodeon star pre music?
Yeah. Yeah, but she was like
no.
She's like 15. Yeah, look it up.
No way, man.
Yeah. And that song, by the way, you ought to know, is written about Dave Coulier, apparently.
What? Shut the front door.
Yeah, she underage Alanis dated Dave Coulier back in the day. And she would go down on you in a theater.
I find out more that I'm more the other way, JT. Like, I don't know that I have a girl that I stand up for a lot, but there's a lot that most men find attractive that I do not.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, I've got more of those, too. Like, Cameron Diaz for me. Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah,
she's pretty. Uh-huh. She's totally pretty. I mean, duh.
I got one that y'all are going to give me shit for. When JT said her a minute ago, I don't think Jennifer Aniston's all that.
Yeah, she's okay.
To me, I think it's also because of, like, familiarity. I've seen Jennifer Aniston on my television 100,000 times. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like... Yeah.
See, okay, so let me put it this way. Jennifer Aniston now is the hottest she's ever been.
Oh, yeah, she's aged gracefully.
At 50, she is smoking hot. I never really thought she was all that good looking at Friends age. She was okay. She was pretty.
Courtney
Cox,
but like,
way hotter. Courtney Cox was way
hotter. Oh, for sure. Courtney Cox makes my 5 hottest celebrities of all time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Me. Yeah. She's kind of my type thing. For a long time, I was a big Courtney Cox fan.
Really? Ken, big fan of Cox. Okay.
Hey, that's it. Thanks.
I could have told you that.
Yeah.
Loves the Cox.
Off the rails quick. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, overall though, there's a lot that I think people say, like Sofia Vergara. I don't understand why. I mean, obviously she's got giant knockers, but like, you've never seen Arrested Development,
Modern Family.
Isn't that the show she's on? Modern Family.
Yeah, I
go.
Just watched the finale. I've watched Modern Family since it came on. It's a great show, by the way. One show you need to get into, man. Such a well written, funny show. But yeah, never done it for me. I mean, yeah, she's attractive. Like, duh, she's pretty. But
yeah.
If you're starring in a major sitcom, you're probably attractive. That's just the way things work. But like, does she do anything for me? No. I think Claire from Modern Family is way hotter. Julie Bowen, the blonde, you know,
I'll tell you now. Okay, so since we're on this topic, who were girls you thought looked really good younger? That not because they got old, but now like looking back, you're like, what did I really see in her? Now, and I don't mean age wise, but I mean like for example, for me, I was a huge Charisma Carpenter fan. I thought she was smoking hot, and now I look back and I'm like, she's like a glorified Aunt Becky.
I don't know if I have one.
She, who is Charisma?
All minor.
If you look, Charisma Carpenter. She played on Buffy and on Angel. She was. Oh, really? Okay.
I don't know.
She was one of the chicks from that show. Yeah.
Speaking of Buffy, not Sarah Michelle Gellar, but the other one, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Again, back in like 1998, she was like, you know, a Hollywood starlet, and her career kind of petered off since then. But I thought Jennifer Love Hewitt was like really, really hot. And I thought she'd be like the biggest thing in the world. And I don't know if she'd been in a movie in like 10 years.
I'm going to say one that you guys are going to be mad at me about. With the exception of like a 3-year period, and not her high school period, but like her post, almost like post television series, Tiffany Amber Thiessen isn't really not that hot.
I was going to go there. I agree with you. And so at the time when I was a kid, I thought she was a smoke show. But now looking back, you know who the hottest one on that whole show is for me?
Mario Lopez.
All day.
Lisa Turtle?
Lisa Turtle, baby. Lisa Turtle is an 80 grade smoke show.
I thought you were going to say Dennis Haskins. No, look, there was a Tiffany Amber Thiessen photo shoot she did. I don't know, maybe Maxim or something. Where she was in like a fishnet bikini. You'll have to Google it. That sealed the deal. But it is hard watching Saved by the
Turtle's
Bell and
bad.
Being like, oh, she's so hot because she's portraying a 15-year-old high school kid. Like when I'm 10 and I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, Kelly Kapowski's hot. If I watch a Saved by the Bell rerun now, I'm like, I'm not getting any sort of arousal out of this. That's weird as hell.
Lisa Turtle,
but I mean, even after that,
really
like
poorly. By the way,
really,
Lark
Voorhees
like,
is not looking
pictures,
great.
Which is weird because black people usually age really well
black
compared to
crack.
White people. Like black, exactly. Black don't crack, baby. You seen like y'all ever seen like a black lady who's like 84 and you think she's like 60?
God, I think Oprah's like 70, and I swear she's 40.
Right, right.
Oprah's got to be old as hell.
Yeah, my brother, his neighbor, who's been a neighbor at my brother bought my grandmother's house, and Virgil has lived next door to Granny since like when I was a baby. He's still there. And Virgil, he's the bartender at a country club somewhere in Rome, but Virgil's like 80 something, but looks like he's 52. Maybe 55. Yeah.
You know, probably the hottest chick that didn't make it, Saved by the Bell, her hair kills it at the time, but Tori was pretty
hot. Oh, the Tori years, yes. There was a contract.
The bad hair.
There was a contract dispute, and that's why they brought Tori in. And so, like, she filled in for a couple seasons, and then they had the graduation episode, and Tori's gone, and they're all back.
That's right. Yeah.
Tiffany is probably better looking than Tori because of the hair, period. Like, they had Tori's hair permed, and it was so bad.
Well, and they gave Tori that leather jacket, painful. And they tried to make her like a biker chick, which wasn't hot.
Okay, here's one from Saved by the Bell that I always thought was hot, that other people will give me flack about. But when I was younger, I thought she was a smoke show. Remember Screech's girlfriend, Violet, played by Tori Spelling from Beverly Hills 90210?
Yes.
I thought Tori Spelling was hot.
Smoking hot lips.
Smoking loved hot her lips.
Yeah.
I never really was into Beverly Hills 90210. It was a little above my grade, like where my mom was like, you know, can't really watch that. But I'd catch it every now and then. I always thought that Tori Spelling was the hottest one on that show. Well, Brian Austin Green and then Tori Spelling, of course.
Oh, yeah. Right.
But Tori was, looking back, she was never hot at all.
I don't know.
No.
Mm.
I never thought she looked good. Nope.
She was a freak, I bet. You know? She just looked like trouble.
Well, when your dad's Aaron Spelling, like, I don't really know what else you can be. It's like he's,
I don't know who Aaron
Spelling. He's done every
Aaron Spelling.
He's the TV producer.
Oh my gosh.
He's like a
produced like 1400 teenage shows, like the Aaron Spelling.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Tori's dad was the producer for Beverly Hills 90210. So,
oh, okay.
What was the chick on Melrose Place, I think it was, that was so hot that she was the older...
Heather Locklear?
Heather Locklear, yes.
Oh, Heather Locklear.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, she was a fox. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. And then she looked really good in Boston Legal. She did Boston Legal and as an older woman, and that was a lot of fun.
She was married to
Boston Legal. It was such a good show.
Wasn't she married to Richie Sambora, Bon Jovi's guitarist?
I think so.
That's who she was married to. Heather Locklear, strong argument between like her, maybe Cindy Crawford, Kathy Ireland, like hottest woman of the 90s. Heather Locklear is right up there, man. Kathy Ireland to me, like finding my dad's swimsuit issues of Sports Illustrated.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, Kathy Ireland, babe, totally.
Holy crap. Have y'all seen Tori Spelling now?
Yeah, she looks terrible.
Oh my God.
What, really?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, it's bad.
She's got that whole
TV show, right? Or did. Like, it was a...
That is so sad.
She had that whole, like, reality TV show about her life. Like, I think she's the one. Yeah.
Tori.
yeah, dude. What the hell happened? Yikes.
So I'll tell you another controversial one, and then we'll change subjects. Another controversial one. From the 90s, I never thought Pamela Anderson looked good ever.
Oh, same, yeah. Never did much for me at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No. What was the other Baywatch girl? I always thought she looked
Carmen Electra?
Better.
Yasmine Bleeth?
No. Yasmine Bleeth was always good looking, but the blonde... What was that girl's name? I got to remember. I don't remember her name.
Jenny McCarthy?
Oh, Jenny McCarthy.
Was it Jenny?
No, she was. No,
was
Jenny,
it Jenny
didn't do
it
Baywatch.
May be.
Jenny didn't do Baywatch. But
No, Kelly is who I'm thinking of. Her name was Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I don't know.
I think so. Yeah, Kelly. Kelly Rohrbach? Is that who she was?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh, as far as my crushes from the 90s, though, Jenny McCarthy might have been tops of my list. I can't believe I didn't mention
Jenny McCarthy.
I used to watch Singled Out with her and that loser Chris Hardwick just to see Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, I like Jenny McCarthy. She's kind of crazy now. She did the crazy mom thing.
She's on Masked Singer? She's a judge on the, I was watching it, didn't even recognize who she was. She looks so different.
I know she was a big advocate for autism.
Yeah, she has an autistic
child. One of her kids has autism,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah. There's that. Hey, let's talk about something other than stereotyping women. Does that sound fun?
Yeah, sure.
For a few minutes? Maybe. Yeah. I mean, yeah. We usually do men, so this is a
I mean, listen, if girls are going to be on Twitter objectifying baseball players all day, I figure we could do it for 15 minutes on a podcast.
Sounds like a plan. True. How are we feeling about Tom Brady trying to copyright Tampa Bay? Is this weird?
He's a businessman. I love it.
Are you serious?
He said he couldn't believe that Drew Brees had not copyrighted Drew
Why
Orleans.
Not? Or the Big Breezy.
And I was kind of like, you know, he really should have done that. The Big Breezy? Yeah. Any of that would have been a good idea.
No, that's just, dude, I mean, you're the only person to make that name worth a damn. So, yeah, do it, man. Invest in yourself.
Wow.
I love it, dude. Yeah. Let me tell you, man. The whole place, Tampa is, holy cow. They just redid their jerseys. You're about to see a ton of, I'll go ahead and tell you, the number one jersey sold this next year is going to be a number 12 Tampa Bay Tom Brady. Like, the whole place is just electric.
About how crazy
43-year-old Tom Brady coming to town. I mean, look, the guy is the most famous football player of our generation. You know, I mean, he's one of those people that, That's like, true. Everybody except for Amber the violin girl knew who he was. She somehow apparently I love Amber to death, but she somehow did not know who Tom Brady was.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she was like didn't understand what Tom Tampa Bay meant, and so I sent her a picture of Tom Brady, and she was like, "Yeah, who's that?" And I was like,
"No way,
Tom Brady, like the most."
Our culture has no narrative history. How do people? He's been around for 30 years.
We'll be talking about Tom Brady to our grandkids, like our grandfathers did, like watching Roger Staubach, like the all American, good looking, married to a model, won Super Bowls. Like I know people got tired of the Patriots and all that, but Tom Brady's the best quarterback we've ever seen play, like hands down. Yeah. And he's got everything.
Brett Favre's the best quarterback I ever saw. God. By God.
Not even close.
Oh. By God.
Not even close.
Yes, it is.
Even on quarterback ability, not even
close. I watched a Brett Favre highlight video today that someone posted, and the throws he made are unreal.
But the interceptions he threw were whatever. Yeah. Like,
whatever. Nobody cares.
He threw almost as many interceptions as he did touchdowns.
He's the all-time interceptions king. But Tom Brady, as far as total package, like what you dream about being, the good-looking quarterback that wins the Super Bowl and goes home to a supermodel wife. He's got the all-American name, looks like a charm. Dude, I mean, Tom Brady's got it all. People hate him because he's too perfect, you know? And for someone who's aged gracefully, Tom Brady...
I don't hate him.
Tom Brady takes care of every... Like, he knows everything he puts in his body. Dude, for a guy who's about to be 43, Tom Brady could pass for 26.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true.
Brett Favre could pass for 74 right now.
Maybe. Brett Favre's kind of had that rugged handsomeness that makes him look like he
Salt
was
pepper, baby.
45 since he was 20.
Exactly.
Seven. Yeah. So, like...
Brett Favre's smoking hot.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm not... It's two different... two
Tom
different realms
Brady
of handsomeness
has
there.
That... Tom Brady has that Brad Pitt gene and that Matt Damon gene where they're going to be like 70 years old and everyone's going to still be sure that they're probably only about 36.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to be like, he's going to age like Robert Redford, you know? Like, he's going to look great up until his
80s. Like Brad Pitt's what, 55?
Oh, yeah. And he looks 27. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's not even fair.
Has he had any work?
I mean,
has he had any work?
But it's nothing that
Tom Brady hasn't really had work, right? He doesn't seem like he's had.
If he has, it hasn't been like something we noticed.
Maybe. Yeah. It's been mild work, if any work. You know. It's easy when you have that amount of money to kind of like disappear for 3 or 4 months at a time, kind of thing. You know. And no.
You know
really
he's staying in Derek Jeter's mansion in Tampa.
I did.
Okay. How crazy is it that you have a mansion that you're just not using? Yeah, man, just stay in my mansion. I'm not using it right now. What?
Want to support the nation's leading replacement-level podcast? Put your money where your mouth is, fellow degenerates. and visit patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation. For only $5 a month, you'll get access to behind-the-scenes episodes and patron-exclusive podcasts. And you'll be supporting your favorite knuckleheads. Visit patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation.
Okay, yeah, we got to talk about this. Dak Prescott today came out and said that the offer the Cowboys gave him of $34 million was not enough money for him and his family.
Wow.
To live on.
That's... There's certain things that you may think, but you need to have somebody in your camp that makes sure you don't say that.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what you pay an agent for, is to make sure you never say stupid
and
crap
I
like that.
And I get that,
that
Dak Prescott has a more expensive lifestyle than I do. Because this is true, because you can get a $30,000 raise next year, and by the end of the year, you won't even notice it because you're just going to spend more money. You're gonna eat out more. You're gonna order, you know, fancier steaks.
I mean, I notice it, but a lot of people...
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's like buying a big house. Well, eventually you're gonna fill that house up, no matter how big it is, you know?
That's true, for sure, yeah.
But again, like, to the common man, the family of four that, like, breaks their bank to come see you play, that stretches out that American Express just for one time a year, can take his kids to go to a Cowboys game, ends up dropping $500. Like, it's a vacation, basically, to take a family of four to an NFL game. That's not going to play well. Like, shut up. I don't want to hear how $34 million isn't enough, where I had to save to spend $500 to take my kids to see you play football.
Well, this is the reason that you will never convince me and the common man to take the side of millionaires against billionaires, because you cannot use arguments that make you sound like me to get me to empathize with you, because you saying that's not enough money for you to live on, that might be something I said to my boss and it would make sense, but that doesn't resonate when your boss just offered you $34 million.
And if that's not enough for you to live on, how are you living
now? You sound like a greedy a-hole. Right, like you sound like a greedy a-hole. Look, I'm not even saying Dak shouldn't get more money. That's just a terrible defense for it. What he should say is, I am one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I deserve more money than that.
Of all time.
And if you're going to pay me, sure, say whatever you want to say. Like you're going to give me this amount of money or I'm not going to play football for you. But you don't say my family can't live off of $34 million. That makes you the dumbest guy ever.
Dak's not that good. I mean, I get it. He's got to,
I don't think
he's got
either,
to use everything he can to get the best deal possible. And I don't blame him. Football's a rough sport. Get your money
before
you
are
crippled.
Okay. What Dak can say is this, though, JT, of available quarterbacks, right, I am one of the three best available quarterbacks that you could spend money on. What,
Cam Newton and Jameis Winston?
Make a case.
Being the other two?
Right, exactly. And that's what I would think, yeah. So, I mean, if you're looking at that, then I don't think Jerry Jones is going to get Jameis. That doesn't make sense. And we already talked about how we don't think Cam's personality is going to fit there. So, like, Dak's the only option they got for what Jerry wants. You know, you know what I mean? Like, there's not another free agent quarterback floating around out there unless the Falcons do something stupid and cut Matt Ryan. You know,
that ain't going to happen. There's people clamoring for the Falcons to draft a quarterback in round one, which is dumb.
They're so, so stupid.
I would say this, just on your team, if I give you the choice, would you take Dak Prescott as your quarterback or Cam Newton? I'm going Cam Newton.
Based off the last 2 years, I'd take Dak Prescott.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think Dak's that good. That's
just because I'm not disagreeing with you, JT. I just don't know that Cam's ever going to play football again.
True. I don't know
like
how much
two games at a time.
That's a hot take.
When you show up dressed like a grandma at a funeral to every press conference after a game, I start to question how much you care. You
won't play.
Right.
He won't practice or play, no matter. And it's obviously not just that he's hurt. Like, yes, I believe he was hurt at a point. But how did he go through all of last offseason expecting to play and then suddenly out of nowhere without a new injury happening, he's not healthy enough to play football and he goes an entire season without playing? Like, that's weird. You know what I mean? Like, and maybe he's got the foot injury like they talk about. I don't know. But if this is – at this point, like, I'm just questioning, is he ever going to play football again, period? Like, I don't know that he is. And so for me, going back to what I was saying, like, I think Dak's got Jerry backed into a corner, and that's the way I would handle it, not say –
Jerry's not a guy you want to back into the corner. He's crazy. He don't care.
He is.
So he may say, you know what, screw it. We'll start a backup quarterback. I don't even know who their backup is. I had to look it up.
See, I don't see Jerry doing that, though. Like, Jerry's crazy about winning. Jerry's going to put the best guy he can buy in that position, I think. And for him, I think that's Dak. Like, I don't think there's anybody else. I mean, he's not going to pay Nick Foles, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't going to – that wasn't an upgrade on Dak, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, the only ray of hope there is, I could see Jerry – just having a wet dream over Trevor Lawrence. Good looking,
I can see
great
that.
Arm, you know, to being their yeah. next franchise quarterback.
Yeah, but he ain't there yet, you know what I mean?
Like, by the way, the backup quarterbacks, right, and I'm looking this up for the Cowboys, some fella named Cooper Rush, who apparently played at Central Michigan, and Clayton Thorson from Northwestern, so. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that may be also a big bargaining chip for Dak is saying, look, you're not going to play these jabronis. If I'm your guy, I pay
you. But see, the problem Jerry's got is he's not going to be in a position to get Trevor Lawrence.
No, they'd have
– like, he might like it, but they're not – he's going to be 1-1 unless something happens. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is going to be the first quarterback.
I would predict him being 1-1 now. So they either have to just obscenely tank this year or – offer a massive
right, and they're
trade,
not going to do that because
you know to whoever has the first pick
because Jerry doesn't tank. Jerry's like the Yankees; they never tank, not on purpose. Now they suck some years, but they don't tank. You know, so yeah, I don't know. I still feel like Dak's an idiot for saying that. The only other option I could see there is I do wonder. This is a serious thought that I hadn't thought about. Could you imagine Houston's quarterback from Gainesville, Georgia, becoming the Cowboys' quarterback? Deshaun Watson would make sense there, and there's no way Deshaun's staying in Houston
if Bill O'Brien's still there,
that train wreck.
Man, which is crazy because on paper, the Texans coming into this offseason, best team in the division, okay?
Yeah.
You're walking in the playoffs. Now the Colts might be okay, and you never know what you're getting. Maybe Ryan Tannehill is the answer in Tennessee, but
all you had to do was draft a little defense. That's all they needed to do.
This is bad, bad, bad.
Bill O'Brien's.
Oh, they've had the worst offseason by far of any NFL team.
I didn't think it was a bad plan getting Cooks this week. I thought that was a good.
Yeah, but these are salary dumps. These are guys who are often hurt that are highly overpaid.
Yeah.
But
why would you get rid of your main wide
just
receiver?
To replace him with a guy who's worse Hopkins. And cost even more?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Right, right. And I am actually bullish on Cooks. I don't think he's a huge step down from Hopkins. That being said, it makes no sense to swap the two out. It just makes zero
Hopkins
sense.
Hopkins is a top five receiver in the league, no doubt.
Right, and I think Cooks could be. He's like 26. He's been on a team with three stud wide receivers, yeah. You know, there. So Cooks may be great, right? Like, I'm actually very bullish on Cooks. That being said, it still makes no sense to trade
Why?
Hopkins
you've got,
for David
you've got
Johnson.
One, I think
Why?
Deshaun Watson is already a top five quarterback in the league. I think that kid is outstanding. He's a gamer. The dude doesn't quit. He makes plays.
I think
plays.
Deshaun Watson is what Lamar Jackson
wants to be.
Because I don't think Lamar can do what he did last year and hold up.
He's
his
not
going
to be able to do it for
long.
He's not going to be able to do that for long.
Right.
But the thing about Deshaun is, man, when you see those guys and they're down 21 points, man, he's still playing. And they're never out of a game.
Oh, yeah.
And he's young and he's still learning. And so when you got a guy like that, you just do whatever you can to surround him with weapons. You don't trade his number one receiver for a downgrade at running back. Running backs are a dime a dozen. You can find running backs in the third, fourth round, wherever you find them. I mean, look at the Niners had a great year last year using three running backs that none of us could name if they walked into your living room right now.
I swear, Bill O'Brien feels like the guy that you invited to fantasy football this year that's never played it
doesn't
before.
Doesn't know he's...
And he goes into the draft, and he's like, ooh, David Johnson, let me get that guy because I played, or maybe he's played fantasy football like 10 years ago. And he's like, man, I remember when David Johnson was really good. I've heard just a little bit about him. Give me that David Johnson guy. Yeah, you can have my second and third round picks for him. And you're like, what? Okay. I'm down.
As a Jags fan, I'm totally okay with him completely mismanaging the Texans into obscurity. That's fine with me.
But if you're a Texans fan,
like, how disheartening does this have to be where you've got a head coach that also has power over the roster, and that is, I can't tell you the last guy who was good at doing both those things, being the head coach and being the GM. Those two things take so much time, and you have to be so good at both. You can't be doing both of them. It's embarrassing. Anyway, we've lost Josh.
Yep. We have.
Why don't the Cowboys trade for Mitchell Trubisky?
They can't afford him. He's going to come in here.
Yeah, Josh.
And like,
why don't they?
You know, Tom Brady money. They can't afford him. That's
Mitchell's
kind of
gonna get cut.
Mean to say. Who's going to cut him? How's he going to get cut? Like a Sharpie? Box cutter?
The Cowboys.
Gerber knife?
Yeah, probably. I mean, Nick Foles may do that. Whatever it takes, he's going to win that job. I'm just saying. It's not going to be Brett.
Okay.
It's not going to be Trubisky.
Okay,
I can tell you that.
Okay.
There's no way. Well, they just traded for him, Josh. They just traded for a quarterback to replace him.
That's what you think.
Did they trade for the entire contract, JT?
I don't know the details. I know last year he was signed for $84 million. So.
Yeah, so I would assume that when you go and you trade for a guy that's owed $84 million, it's not to keep the guy that threw more interceptions than touchdowns.
Last year in the offseason, one of my Jaguar sites I frequent had a T-shirt with Nick Foles on it that said Big Nick Energy, and I wanted to buy it so bad, and I'm really glad now that I didn't, because what the hell would I do with that shirt? That's how quickly things change in the National Football League.
And let's be honest, Gardner Minshew had much more Big Nick energy than Nick did, if we're getting right down to it. The Falcons unveiled new uniforms, JT. Did you see these?
Same.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Okay, I liked everything about them except for the lettering. Like, the numbers were so bad. They're huge.
Yeah.
And, like, who picked the font? Like, it made – as a graphic designer, I was insulted. Like, the actual jerseys looked good. The only one – I wasn't real sure about the fade one. That was a little weird. The rest of the jerseys I thought looked really good. But they've got numbers on them that are enormous. It looks like an XFL jersey or something. It's weird. I had
thought about – you know, when Gurley signed with the Falcons, I told my wife, I said, you know, the Falcons come out with new jerseys. You know, if they look good, I might get a Gurley jersey. That'd be kind of cool. Like, I'm a Falcons fan. Yep. Like, I like the Falcons, and that's my dad's favorite football team. So, you know, whatever your daddy's favorite football team is, you always have a soft spot, even if that's not your personal team. I was like, they might get a Gurley jersey. That'd be cool, especially if they go back to the black, you know, when the Falcons came out with the black jerseys, and I think it was 91. That was such a cool thing. And then I showed my wife a picture, and she's like, oh, no. Because the numbers look like the numbers on the cell phone my 90-year-old grandmother has, so she can see what she's dialing. Like, they're so big and gross. And one of the things they did on the jersey reveal was also bring back the alternate old-school black jersey with the gray pants.
Which looks very cool.
That's the best look possible. When the Falcons would do their throwback days, and they would have the black helmets with the old logo and the black jerseys and the silver pants, that's one of the coolest looks in football. Just go with
that. I like
that.
The 80s red ones.
Just
that, and they're – I like this.
I do too. I love those.
I like – Yeah, I do too. I like the solid white that they debuted. I like the solid black they debuted, and I love the black and white. The red looks weird. The fade red thing. Like I'm not a fan of the fade red. But the other three look really cool, except for the stupid numbers. And like part of what makes the numbers look so weird is they put ATL over the numbers. I'm kind of okay with the ATL. Like it feels like they're kind of like spin. Okay, so the ATL part feels like this spinoff of kind of borrowing from Atlanta United in a way. I mean, like, it's obviously not the same words, but it just kind of feels like a soccer design a little bit. But the numbers just look ridiculous because ATL, they didn't make it as wide as the numbers. So because it's smaller and narrower, it makes the numbers look even bigger. Like, the numbers may even be, like, normal size, but because ATL's sitting over the top of them, they look twice as big. It's so weird.
I agree.
It looks ridiculous. Anyway, that's that. I can't believe we all agree on that. That's kind of cool. You know, there was some joking around, JT, about Deion not wanting to share number 21 with Gurley. That being said, like, does Deion, as a Falcon, like, earn? Obviously, I think Deion came out and said he was joking about it or something. But that being said, does Deion, as a Falcon, own the right to say, hey, you don't get to use my jersey?
No, I mean, look, Desmond Trufant had number 21 for the past several years. I think there's a part of Deion that wants to believe that, but in reality, Deion Sanders, Hall of Famer, no doubt. One of the best cornerbacks of all time. Probably the best pure cover corner in NFL history. As a Falcon, like, does his jersey belong to be hanging in the rafters? No, he wasn't here long enough. And the Falcons don't retire jerseys anyway. Like, I don't know why they don't do that. Like, I think retired jerseys are one of the coolest things in sports. I love going to arenas, and the first thing I do, like, whether it's hockey, basketball, wherever, is look up and see, like, the Ring of Honor and see the names up there. Like, I love that. That's cool to me. Like, I like the idea of kind of going to a museum, you know, and seeing these kind of things.
Sure, sure.
We're coronavirus, if it goes away, we're planning a trip to go to Lambeau Field this year. Part of that is to see history and see the museum and see the legendary names up there and that kind of stuff. That's awesome to me. I love that. And yeah. I wish the Falcons would retire jerseys. Like, Jesse Tuggle needs to have his jersey retired. Deion Sanders, as cool as he was, and at one time he was the coolest guy in sports, man. You didn't live in Georgia in 1991 and not want to be Deion Sanders. From playing for the Braves and the Deion. Falcons. I mean, you couldn't get cooler than Neon Deion, man. He was the man. But he didn't play here long enough. He didn't. He bailed. He went to the Cowboys. So, no, I mean, some people are saying he needs his jersey retired here. No, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know where I feel about it. He was a huge mark in Atlanta. And football is weird now more than then. But, like, 4 years is a long time in NFL.
Yeah.
At certain positions now. And so I don't know how I feel about it. Because, like, if you're a running back and you stay at a place 4 years now and you're, like, a four-year, like, stud running back somewhere, like, you're approaching Hall of Fame for that team. Now, maybe not Hall of Fame in general, but, like, there's so few running backs that stick around and have, like, eight or 10-year careers.
To me, this is a weird thing to me. I think that getting your jersey retired by a team and being in that team's Hall of Fame or Ring of Honor or however they do it, to me, means just as much as being in the overall Hall of Fame. Like, okay. That's just kind of the way I look at it. Because Hall of Fame to me, like...
But so you think the bar should be the same high?
No, because like, I think if that city and that team says you matter to us, then that's all that counts. That's all that matters. Like, you don't need to be recognized
honest,
by, like, okay, for instance, like, say Andrew Jones, okay? Andrew Jones will probably get in the Hall of Fame eventually, right? Like, eventually, yeah, I think he will. I mean, with the way they do the Veterans Committee and stuff like that, he'll eventually get in the Hall of Fame. But to me, I think as long as the Braves say, you know what, you're worthy of us retiring your jersey, putting it up in the rafters, you're in our Hall of Fame, no one will ever wear your number again. I mean, how cool is that? You know, for your team to say, we love you so much, you were so good that we're not going to let anyone else ever wear your jersey again, to me, that's a pretty awesome honor. And who gives a damn what like the football writers across America think? As long as the people that cheered for you and came to watch you play in your city care enough to retire your jersey and honor you, to me, like that's an awesome honor itself. I think it's just as cool as being honored the whole way around. That's just kind of the way I think about it.
Yeah. I don't really know how I feel about it. Deion, to me, there's some guys that just leave a huge mark on the city, even in a short time. And to me, he was one of those guys, partially because it was baseball and football. But if it were up to me, he'd be in the – he'd be a
– Oh, I started – I bought I didn't buy it because I was a kid, but I got a bandana, a Falcons bandana when I was like six. And like wear it under a hat because Deion wore bandanas, you know, under his helmet.
I got a gold chain and wore when I was a kid because I wanted to be like Deion.
High step, playing backyard football, man. If I was about, I would high step the last 5 yards in the end zone. Like Deion was the coolest damn dude in the world, man. He was the coolest. He was that first athlete that I remember seeing and going, dude, I want to be like that guy. You know, and I'm sure I speak for a ton of people from this area that are around my age that were children watching Deion. Like he was the first Falcon that
and Brave.
Was cool.
He came to my school. I went to Lockheed Elementary School in Marietta, Georgia. I'll backtrack. Actually, I went to Allgood Elementary, and Allgood closed down, and it's now Lockheed. But I was in Allgood Elementary, and then they moved us to Lockheed or something. And I remember Deion came and spoke to all the fourth graders, and he drove a black, I think it was a Lamborghini, and we just thought it was the coolest. Like he drove there by himself. I don't think he had like a team or anything with him, if I'm not mistaken. I just remember like Deion, black sports car, and I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but he gave like a, if you want to call it a motivational speech, but I just remember it was about the little engine that could, and he got all of us to repeat, I think I can. We're like pumping our fists in the air with Deion Sanders, you know. I'm like 8 years old. We're all like, I think I can. He was probably blitzed out of his mind. I don't know. Because he had some rough times in that era. He might have been on drugs. I don't know. But it was awesome. And, he signed stuff. And I don't think I have it anymore, but he signed his autograph. And the S in his last name was the dollar sign. This is before he got saved. Yeah. Before he found the Lord.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. Hey, let's talk just a little bit of baseball as we wrap up here, fellas. Have you heard about the plans to try to get a baseball season in? Like maybe they're going to play the entire season in Arizona, or they're going to split it up and have like a grapefruit league and a cactus league and completely realign the conferences. Like I saw one that had what was it? AL teams playing against the Braves, was it? I think that's what I saw. And you guys may know more about it than me. I saw parts, bits and pieces of it, but it was kind of crazy. What do y'all think about that?
It's gonna be hard to watch any sort of, like, as much as I want baseball back. I do. I want to watch it back. Like that's such an adjustment to watching a season that's not going to feel like a season, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I tweeted this out and another podcaster copied me directly with a video. Oh. She does a lot of videos. And I said, I want to win a World Series, but not a yeah, but World Series. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, you won that. But, yeah, but that was a weird year. You know what I mean? Like, if we win the title, I don't want it to be one of those things where, yeah, but that was a weird year. Doesn't really count, you know? I know we'll take it in any form we get it. And when games are played, everybody will watch and everybody will tune in. And we'll eventually get into it, like, whether there's fans in the stands or not. But there is a part of me that feels like, okay, if we're going to win the World Series, I don't want it to be under strange circumstances. You know what I mean?
So for those, Right. So for those that may not know, this is what they're proposing, that there would be a Grapefruit League and a Cactus League. The Braves would play in this division. It would be the Grapefruit League South, and it would be the Boston Red Sox, the Minnesota Twins, the Atlanta Braves, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Baltimore Orioles.
It sounds terrible.
That sounds like hell.
It sounds stupid. It's so dumb.
And then the North would be the Yankees, the Phillies, the Blue Jays.
It sounds like
the Tigers,
some Hunger Games shit. Well, you know what I mean?
If New York Yankees don't win that division, if that doesn't win, if New York Yankees don't win that division, then I don't know what they're doing. And then the East would be the Nationals, the Astros, the Mets, the Cardinals, and the Marlins. Like, the Washington Nationals have the easiest route to win that one. Like, it's super easy. Then in the Cactus League, you would have the Cubs, the Giants, the Diamondbacks, the Rockies, the Athletics. In the West of that, you would have the Dodgers, the White Sox, the Reds, the Indians, the Angels. So, like, the Angels and the Dodgers are the only two competitive teams in that entire division. Northwest, you would have the Brewers, the Padres, the Mariners, the Rangers, and the Royals. I don't get it.
I don't know, man.
Why? Why bother?
I was talking with my dad about this, and we both agreed that this seems like they really, 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 because they're going to get limited games, not a full schedule, they really, 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 really want to make sure the Yankees make the playoffs. just to ensure like as many eyeballs as possible are on their product.
They want a Yankees Dodgers
right
playoff.
Exactly, like,
because the Dodgers
want to maximize
now for the first
exposure
time,
and get these two mega
markets.
Yeah,
the Dodgers for the first time worked out a deal for people that live in LA to actually watch the Dodgers. This is the first year in like 10 years that this is going to have happened. It's crazy.
Wait.
But the Dodgers.
So for 10 years, people in LA couldn't watch the Dodgers?
What? Exactly.
Wait, what? Wait, really?
Not on their local Dodger network.
This. What? And Major League Baseball is concerned about pace of play and how many times we can pull one reliever for the next reliever. And, you know, maybe we'll do replays so that way managers don't come out and argue and take up too much time. And maybe that'll be what makes our game more popular. Whereas the people in the second biggest city in the country can't see their team play. That seems to be a much bigger
issue. It wasn't a 10-year problem. It was a 7-year stalemate. So for 7 years, the Spectrum has not been allowing games to be played on any of the local networks in Los Angeles. They finally worked out an agreement this year. Anyway, for the first time, LA will actually be able to watch their really good baseball team play. It's only like a city of 35 million people. I don't get it. I don't get how you even do that. Like, their TV deal is supposed to be worth like $6 billion, but there's been no actual use of it, even though they had the TV deal planned. It's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
Well.
Baseball in a nutshell, right? No, I was just saying, that's just, baseball is going to have this possibility where they're the only game, only sport being played, and they've got the attention of the nation, and they're still going to make it hardest for people to be able to watch their favorite baseball team play.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Makes no
sense. Unreal. Like, don't they have a thing right now where, like, Canada cannot see the Blue Jays?
Yeah. Yep.
And they're worried about all these other things. Oh, what fantastic. About a pickoff move and blah, blah, blah. Like, oh my god, like, how, make your games available to as many people as possible.
Lord Almighty.
I mean, you're not wrong. Guys, do you know that since we started talking, the world population has gone up about 3,000
people? That? Are you watching like a live tick? You have like a live ticker in your bedroom or something?
I actually have one on my computer right now. I'll send it to you. It's from Worldometers. It's kind of cool. There you go. You can check it out. It has lots of other neat little things like how many cigarettes have been smoked today. Yep. How many people died of hunger today? Almost 30,000 people have died of hunger today.
How many people can't see the Dodgers play baseball in Los Angeles today?
Well, not there's 35 million less that can. I'm sure it doesn't help with the homeless, but, you know, just saying. There's been, let's see, today, cigarettes smoked, 14,391,000,000 and climbing by 100,000 per second.
What about vapes?
I don't think vaping is on here yet. There have been 3,695,186 communicable disease deaths this year. That's a lot.
Fascinating.
Currently, there are 15,766 days or 43 years until we run out of oil.
Are you like on the toilet right now just reading one of those like weird like factoid handbooks? Oh, sorry.
I sent you the link, dude. Do you know that there have been 42,821,000 bicycles produced this year?
That's going to piss Dren off. That's a weird stat yeah. to know. Like, got to make these damn bicycles. The kids love them. It's just...
There have been 732,600,000 tweets sent today.
Half of those are Ashlyn videos.
Yes. Oh, y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the nation's leading replacement-level podcast. Nakahoma Nation is brought to you by Nakahoma Nation patrons. To become a patron, visit patreon.com/Nakahoma Nation. For new episodes and content, visit nakahomanation.com. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NakahomaNTN. Special thanks to research assistant Braves Options Guy and spiritual advisor John D. Howard. See you next week, knuckleheads.